From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help identifying a Fort Seward burglary suspect. On Saturday morning, a local property owner contacted the Sheriff's Office regarding a burglary that had happened on the 8500 block of Fort Seward Road in Fort Seward. According to the victim, an unknown man was captured on security footage entering the property at around 3 p.m. The week prior, the suspect reportedly forced entry into an outbuilding, stealing more than $500 worth of tools and packaged meat. The suspect described as a white male, 25 to 35, about 5'6 to 6 feet tall, 160 to 190 pounds, with dark hair and a short beard. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Marine Unit is joining a nationally coordinated effort this week to educate boaters about the dangers of boating while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. On July 5th through the 7th, the Sheriff's Marine Unit will be teaming up with the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay for Operation Dry Water, Heightened Awareness and Enforcement Weekend. The three-day period is a weekend of amplified recreational boater outreach, education, and enforcement surrounding boating under the influence. Well, excessive speed and alcohol likely factors behind a deadly weekend crash. Humboldt area CHP responding to a report of a vehicle collision on Humboldt Hill Road. They got there and discovered a pickup truck driven by 25-year-old Ryder Stapp of Fields Landing had collided into a house. Officers determined that Stapp, while traveling northbound on Humboldt Hill Road at a high rate of speed, allowed the Ford to travel off the roadway, through a parking lot, and eventually collide with a house. After the collision, Stapp tried to flee the scene. Citizens on scene were able to detain him until CHP arrived. Residents of the house, Mr. Robert Beland and Elizabeth Martin, were in bed at the time of the collision, each suffering injuries related to the crash. Emergency medical personnel responded and provided medical aid to the involved parties. Mr. Beland was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital. He later died of his injuries. Mrs. Martin transported to the hospital for treatment of her injuries. Stapp arrested, charged with DUI, hit and run, and vehicular manslaughter. Neyland Road at post mile marker 8.52 will be closed on July 16th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. due to a culvert replacement there. Alternate routes will be at Redwood House Road and Showers Pass Road. There'll be more information as it becomes available. And the 4th of July Jubilee happens in Arcata Plaza on Thursday, things kicking off at 10 a.m. with the Bubbles Promenade at the Shop Bubbles at 1031 H Street. During the day, a host of activities. Many Plaza stores and restaurants will be open for business as well. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.